Simen Shin Chav Dalet. We'll do yesterday's and today's from Sif Dalet through Tezvav Beis Hashem. The first Dalet Hey Vav Zayin Ches is all talking about being matriach for a behima to prepare food for it. Now the Pele, you learn Hilchos Shabbos and you see what Shabbos is really supposed to be about. I'm not sure what all those menuchas are. We didn't get up to it in the Tzvilavan yet. But one thing is certain, it's supposed to be a menucha muchletet. And that means that even things that are so kalacharya, that you do without thinking, if you don't need to do it on Shabbos, don't do it. And the mail of the klal is for all these sefers that anything which you need to be able to do, that it should turn, be able to be edible to the animal, you're allowed to do. Because without it, it wouldn't be able to eat. But if it's able to eat it, even if it's not as gishmak, then we do not allow you to be matriach to do it. So to soften things up and to cut things into pieces, if the animal's able to eat without you cutting it, without you softening it, even if it's more gishmak, nevertheless, unless the mamash won't eat, then we'll allow you to do it. As we'll see today, that anytime that the animal won't eat, even if it's the type of eating which is not a normal type of eating, once it got used to that type of eating, you stuff its throat and it's only going to eat like that, then we'll allow you to feed it in such a case. L'chatchila idei goy, but if not, idei yisrael, possibly, katan l'chatchila. But anything which is edible without you doing anything, we're not going to allow you to do on Shabbos. Now, with regard to the animals that you're allowed to eat, anything, any animal which is mezeinos tavalecho, you're a mechuyev to feed. Which means that any animal which is not going to get food from somewhere else, it's mutl on you to feed if you raise it in your house. Not only that, klovim, it's a machlekes apeiskim actually. Mishabru is machriya, that he's mekel, that even if it doesn't belong to you, even if it's a stray dog, as long as it's not a bad dog, like with rabies, then a person would be allowed to feed it on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to feed a dog, because like Gemara says that it's a mitzvah or an inyan to feed a dog, and the person understand that it's a mitzvah because it's mezeinos of muatim, doesn't really get it because the shvarach was doyik for it. You should also al tzvalachta b'darachov be doyik in it. So even if it eats raw meat, so raw meat that was mavur in Hilchos Mukta, that it depends whether or not it's aimed for the animal or not. But romi ba'etzem is uchazil umtza, and therefore it's mutter betotzel meker hadin, mokam atzerich lecher, it's mechlekes apeskim, or mekel mokam atzerich. But if you're miyachanid for, lecher, if you're miyachanid for the animal. Now, stamazay, the rule is that any food which is roi for human consumption is not supposed to be fed to animals, as baltashvit. Unless it's not going to be, I was in Yisodot once, and I saw somebody come with a huge bag of all his leftover challah from the past 2 weeks, and come to the cows, and give them all the stuff. Anything which is not going to be eaten, certainly there's no reason to throw it out, you might as well feed it to the animals. But something which could be in regular, proper food, is Be'etzim, the Mishnah Berurah says, I think it's in Suda, that one should not feed it to animals. Now, any animal which is mutl on you to feed on Shabbos, you own the animal, the animal grows a cat, or whatever it is that's living in your house, these types of things that are not going to eat anywhere else, then you'll be allowed to feed them on Shabbos. Not only that, any animal which is mutter to feed, then it's mutter for others to feed also, say the poiskim. It's not just a balabayit. Other people would also be allowed to feed those animals once the mezeinus is mutter on people to feed. It doesn't make a difference which person is going to be matriach. Somebody else will be able to allow to feed it also. The problem is being matriach for an animal that doesn't need it because he's going to find the food himself. But once he's not going to find the food himself, it doesn't matter who's going to do it, Reuven, who's the balabayas, or Shimon, who's not the balabayas. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says a chiddush over here, and maybe it's not such a chiddush. The Shmir Shabbos has to go and say halacha l'maisa. And he says any animal, even if it's the type of animal which should generally get the food by itself, if you see that it doesn't have food, it's not able to find food, and it's hungry, and it's suffering, then you're allowed to feed it. The same way they're allowed to feed the dog, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem on the dog to give it food because it has mezeinos muatim. So too, over here, you would be al tzvalach b'drachav. I wouldn't call it ben adam l'chaveri, even though it's maybe man's best friend, but certainly you would be allowed to b'makom atzerich feed the animal. What's that? No, that's only something which it's olul for that to be. If you come a chance upon something, l'chura, that wasn't miyuchah, that it's only not mukta because there's a chance you might feed it. But if it's not really such a chance. So what happens with regard to cats, that sometimes somebody told me that he has a cat, his father feeds, the cat comes to the house, and the father gives the, yeah, stray cats, but you give it food. You give it food once, it'll come back every day. What's going to happen if you don't feed it? We'll still find food. So Yesh Lion, in such a case, if his mom is not going to find food, Mutter to feed him. If he's still going to find food, Yesh Lion, whether or not one should feed him. In such a case. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. And that's not me. Maybe local, but not an Orthodox, hopefully. But not the rabbi. One more halach over here. This is like a standard machlekes in the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. Mishnah Berurah says that it's not roi, al pi d'magen Avram, that the minig of the Olam to put out breadcrumbs, food for the birds and Shabbos Shira, one should refrain from doing that. Says the Aruch HaShulchan to be malamet zchus on the minig of Klal Yisrael, that no, one would be allowed to do it. It's not for the birds, fakir, it's for ourselves, we're being makrotev. There's different reasons why we put out the bird food. Some say that the reason why we put out the bird food is because when they put out the dustan and aviram, put out the man, the birds came and ate up the man in the morning, so they shouldn't. It says v'yetsu v'lo matzo, they didn't find the man in the morning that dustan and aviram put out. Some people say that's also in Pashas B'Shalach. Some people say, or says Aruch HaShulchan, that the reason why I put out the food is because the birds shed shira by shira tayam, and we're thanking the birds. It's akar zatayv. It's for us. It's not for them. It's a dung from us, and therefore we're doing it for ourselves. And it's for us. It's not for them. Therefore, some people say it's like a mitzvah. It's like a dog, which is a mitzvah, and to feed, and therefore be mutter to feed the birds on Yom Kippur. But either way, then it should be every week. No, it was the Indian of the mitzvah, the fact that they ate the man and they saved us from whatever it was, the bizyonis of Moshe Rabbeinu. That special. Either way, l'chur, one can put it out before Shabbos for the same price, or even cheaper, and then l'chur have the same kiyum. Does he need to put it out daf on Shabbos? Why, you're putting it out for them. Put it out 5 minutes before Shkia. It's fine. And the leftover challah. Leftover challah from the week. Put it out before Shkia, cover it, and take off the cover on Shabbos. Thank you, Rabbi Silverman.